Roddick held Hannah's elbow and escorted her farther away from his mother's ever-listening ears, the servants. Indeed, he wished he might be truly alone with her, for many reasons, but just now he wanted to do what he should have already, ease the truth of his feelings about her arrival. His heart thudded almost painfully, so great was his concern after her and fear for her safety, not to mention his rather selfish desire to resolve this thing with his parents on his own terms, without her distracting him or interfering, as was one of her gifts.
"My lord!"
Her words bounced off the nearby wall as she exclaimed, but made no effort to resist.
"Lord Mikolas!"
The woman who accompanied Hannah called out as well, a hint of worry about her voice.
"I only wish to speak with the lady privately," he said over his shoulder. "We will remain in full view, I promise it."
The idea that he would endanger Hannah's reputation was laughable. His actions of the last year alone had proven him honorable. Bringing them both to a halt near the far door to the kitchen, he turned to face Hannah.
"Why have you come?"
Her gaze darted from him to the floor.
I was concerned, my lord."
He stepped closer, grazing the side of her face with his fingertips.
"There is no need to address me so formally."
She set a hand over his and pressed his fingers to her cheek.
"I hardly know what to say."
Her words were whispered. Bold as it was, he stepped closer yet.
"Tell me what is on your mind."
He let his gaze linger on the lips he longed to claim but dare not in the presence of the older woman.
"On your heart."
Moisture brought a sheen to her eyes. Would tears be forthcoming? Best he keep those at bay if possible.
"I am not vexed, truly. I only..."
He looked at the archway to his right.
"I do not want harm to come to you, and the road can be treacherous. I was just this week set upon by brigands."
Her brow furrowed.
"Are you..."
"I'm not mortally wounded, as you see. 'Tis a minor injury."
Her gaze settled on the bandaging about his chest and shoulder. Her hand slipped from his and reached for that place. He claimed her hand again before she could set fingers upon the injured place.
"It is nothing."
Her eyes glistened, and they seemed to deepen in that moment as she frowned. She did not seem convinced.
"But that does not mean it is safe for you to have come."
He let his worry affect the softness of his voice. Indeed, the entreaty was rather harsh. She jerked back at his words, or perhaps his tone.
"I did not do so alone. My father saw to my safety with an escort, and to my virtue with Mrs. Hudderd."
There was a hint of something else in her voice. What was it? Frustration? He couldn't help but admire it, for it was endearing. His Hannah became all the more alluring when she was frustrated. Her cheeks had more color, and her fuller lips turned into a pout. Those lips drew his regard once more.
"I apologize."
He could not keep the smile from his face or out of his voice.
"Of course your father would see to it. You were well guarded in all respects."
She watched him. For what? But her ire settled as she did so. What did she see in him? More than he wanted her to? More than he was?
"You are not cross with me?"
Her words lilted as if hope anchored her to the moment. He considered her.
"No."
"And you are glad to see me?"
"Yes."
He smiled, but allowed the truth to come as well.
"And no."
She opened her mouth, but he held up a hand.
"You still have yet to tell me what drew you to defy me and come to Horita."
Her gaze set on his chest, and she was silent so long he feared she hadn't heard him.
"It is difficult to explain."
He rubbed a thumb across her knuckles.
"Tell me anyway."
Mistress Hudderd made an exasperated noise from across the hall. He ignored it and kept his gaze on Hannah, as if he could encourage the answer to come forth with his eyes.
"I thought you needed me."
Her cheeks flushed a deeper red.
"It sounds odd now that I say it, but I..."
"No,"
he said gently, interjecting into her words, which would likely move toward rambling.
"I do need you. Never think otherwise."
Leaning toward her, he pressed a kiss to her forehead. Her whole being slackened. Had she been so tense? Despite his very valid objections to her being here, he was glad she had come. That surprised even him. If she was here, he could keep watch over her and her impulsive ways, and though reluctant to accept it, he knew there was more, much more, about her arrival that gave him peace of mind.